Welcome to Culture Shock. I'm Evan.
And I'm Brent.
What are we talking about today, Brent?
Today we're talking about kimono and yukata, the traditional Japanese clothing.
Wow.
Yeah, as you see here, very beautiful outfits, very colorful outfits. And a kimono is essentially relatively simple. It's a multi-layered robe. And it worn in multiple layers, secured with a sash called an obi. That's just what kind of holds it together. As with most things traditionally Japanese, they started in China originally, and then over around the 8th century AD, they transitioned over to Japan and became the standard garment.
For everybody?
Or? Pretty much everyone. And so here's the thing. When you go back, way back, and you're dealing with clothing, it takes a lot of work to weave cloth, right? If you're starting from nothing. So cloth is expensive. And so you don't want to waste cloth.
No.
But if you're just making a tube of cloth and wrapping it around your body, it's a tube of
it's
cloth.
It's hard to yeah.
So you have to kind of fit it to people, which is more difficult. A kimono consists of just four pieces of cloth, the front, the back, and the two sleeves. And the advantage of that is that it's very efficient use of cloth. So you can take just one piece of cloth, cut it out into this kimono shape, and you get a very functional garment that doesn't waste a lot of material.
So the sleeves are separate?
The sleeves are separate, yep. And so it's just that front piece, the back piece, and those each of those sleeves makes an entire kimono. Now, originally, there was another piece to this outfit. You'd wear your kimono, a couple of layers of kimono, and you'd have a skirt called a hakama. And you still see this, or you used to see this, that samurai would wear. So you know that skirt the samurai would wear? That's a hakama.
Oh.
And so that was a traditional part of clothing. But it got dropped over time because you got this clothing on. You don't really need an extra piece of clothing on it. And, I mean, the kimono goes all the way to your ankles. So the hakama was dropped over time, and then we got the very functional kimono that we have now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, now, not everybody that I've seen wears a kimono. Has this become more of a traditional dress rather than standard practice, more of a formal or...
Yeah, you won't see much of this in modern Japan. Folks will be wandering around wearing this in modern Japan, more's the pity. Now, there are a couple of reasons for that. One is just the modernization of Japan. You know, as Western clothes became available, folks started, you know, going to those. But there's another side of that. Two things, actually. The Great Kanto Earthquake of 1923 and the Nihonbashi Shirokiya of 1932.
How did those come into affecting the kimono?
Indeed. You can't run in a kimono.
So if there's an earthquake
Or a fire
or anything fire,
like that, you can't move very
quickly. You can't move quickly,
And so many people died in the Great Kanto Earthquake and other disasters like that, that actually there's a Japanese women's and children's organization that promoted the use of Western clothes over the kimono and basically said, we have to stop wearing the kimono because it's so dangerous.
Safety
for people to
sake.
Wear. Yeah.
safety clothing.
Yeah, literally. Wow. You can imagine, you know, you're a little kid wearing this this clothing, and while it is...
Or trip or get caught or
absolutely.
Just trying to move fast to... Now, is this a kind of outfit that the children could get into or out of themselves?
For a simpler kimono, yes. Now, a traditional kimono could be up to 12 layers. Yeah.
12 layers. Now, you said there were four pieces. How do these layers come into play?
So that would be four pieces as a layer, and then another layer.
Of four pieces?
Oh, yes.
That's four pieces. That's a lot of outfits.
Yeah, imagine wearing a bathrobe on top of a bathrobe on top of a bathrobe just all the way up.
It would keep me warm in winter. I don't know. I'd have a lot of trouble moving at that point, I think.
And granted, that would be more for royalty.
You need to move fast.
Exactly.
They have people to do that for them. They just need to sit.
But even back then, you know, it was considered proper to wear many layers of kimono. It was beautiful. You know, you can imagine, because it was not just on top of themselves. Each layer would be slightly smaller than the next. So you get a layered effect.
Oh.
And so you can see each of those layers. Exactly, yeah. It's absolutely gorgeous, but not exactly practical in a lot of ways.
Much of art is that way.
Exactly. And you'll see here, actually, with this this kid, it's traditional for kids to have these very colorful yukata, these very bright colors for their kimono, and that is the kimono there. While adults will have more somber colors, more restrained colors. And when you get to older age, you'll get, you know, dark blue colors and grays and things like that. As you get a kind of a more refined, elegant approach,
the more conservative versus vibrant. Do seasons of the year affect the design and pattern?
Yes, it does. You know, you're going to get different different designs. You might have a leaf pattern for the fall. You might have cherry blossoms for the spring. Whatever kind of works. And of course, having those multiple layers has an advantage too, because you can kind of swap those out as well.
And the patterns generally seem to have one coherent design. They're not mix and match random, but
absolutely. And a very nice kimono will have one unified design over the entire thing. So you'll it's not literally a pattern on the cloth. They will take a single color, and then they will embroider or otherwise manipulate that cloth to put a design onto it as a kimono.
Keeping the theme of the piping or design.
Yeah, so you might get a dragon all the way over, throughout the entire design that that's worked into how the entire thing works. There's a famous kimono that is based off of a painting by, I think it's Hiroshige. And so they basically replicated it on the kimono. It's all these cranes,
oh, wow.
I think. And so you can see, oh, there's that, and you kind of look around, oh, all the different pieces of it are all represented on the kimono.
Wow. So it sounds like the kimono has grown with the society as well, being able to do different prints on the kimono.
It's a very versatile outfit in that sense. And again, the advantage is being an outfit that is very standardized in that sense. It allows folks to be more creative, to be able to just do, okay, we know exactly the dimensions we're working with, given tailoring. And so we can figure out exactly how to represent different things on that
scale it, and it will fit appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
And so with kimonos, you mentioned samurai wore a variation of this. Are there kimonos for men as well?
So men would wear kimono back in the day, but it's become more women's garment over time. And, of course, the kimono itself is a fairly restrictive garment, so you see more yukata. So here's a good example of people wearing yukata, and you see this is, and you see there's only one layer there. So they'll be wearing underwear, obviously. But if you see that one layer, that's your signal, that's a yukata. And so that's a more simple garment, and it literally means bathing robe.
Wow.
So it's a bathrobe.
A little bit different than my bathrobe, but then people would look at me funny if I went out in mine.
Well, that's the other thing, is that while it's literally called a bathing robe, it is more like casual wear. So you could wear this
style
out on the streets. That would be
it's more acceptable.
Yeah, especially at an onsen or otherwise. If you're in an environment that's more laid back, a yukata is going to be fine on the street.
Well, next time I see a kimono, I'm going to be able to appreciate it more as I look at the detail and the design and knowing some of the history about it.
Yeah. Now, if you go out to buy one, be aware. They can be as cheap as $5 up to $10,000.
As much as my money can pay for.
Yeah. Plus accessories,
Accessories.
Oh, yeah, well, a lot of kimono will come with accessories designed for that kimono. So hair ribbons or purses, things along those lines you want to wear along with it. Everything gets nice and coordinated. So you can spend a lot of money on a kimono or very little, depending on what you want to do.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to thank you for explaining all this to us. This has been Culture Shock. If you enjoyed this video, we have others. Check us out at
geekarchaeologists.com.